Welcome to the Kingdom Educators Podcast, where we empower Christian teachers to grab a hold of heaven's hope-filled perspective so you can activate transformational impact in your classroom and community. I'm your host, Jessica Glover, and I warmly welcome you to wake up to your strategic placement as a Kingdom Educator, anointed by the Creator and equipped by all of heaven to release the radical goodness of God that will transform lives and reshape education. Welcome back to the Kingdom Educators Podcast. I have been looking forward to introduce to you a new teacher who I just recently met, who has an amazing testimony of tuning into God's voice. And I am so excited to welcome Chelsea Van Tol to the show. Welcome, Chelsea.
Hello. Good to be here.
I want you to know that Chelsea has been teaching for 20 years, or she's been in education for 20 years in Southern California. And like so many of us, she has wanted to leave education, but God has reminded her and rekindled her call for being a teacher on mission. And so tonight, we're so excited to bring you Chelsea's testimony. She's got a toolbox of things to share with you. And we're just praying that this episode will be one that rekindles any place in your heart where you are feeling burnt out, tired, you forgot what your call is. Like we're praying that this episode in particular will give you some tools and that you will go even further than where Chelsea has taken tuning into God's voice in her classroom. Yes. So buckle up, buttercup. Here we go.
Awesome.
So one of the fun things that I loved about our pre-meeting, Chelsea, was how you hear from God in a really creative way. And the fun thing about that is that Father God, he shows you these things to do. And then you're just like his little girl and you're like, yeah, let's go. Let's just go do it. So as you tune in to hear his voice and receive from God's voice in your classroom, what are some of the things that God has challenged you or rather invited you to step into?
Awesome. First of all of this is from Holy Spirit, and everything that I've received has been a download. So it's not been something I've looked up, and it's been very unique. It started when I taught third grade, and then I used it in first grade and kinder, and I was an upper grade teacher and never knew I would be in lower grades. But God has used this for me to speak life. So what he has started is having me to create a culture of honor in the classroom. So if you walk into an environment or you walk into a home, you want to feel cozy. So when you walk into a classroom around you, you also want to feel cozy. And for me, the Lord has showed me hearts with words like kindness, so love, respect, honor, trust, all of these different words. And so when you walk into the classroom, there's a bulletin board that says you are a treasure. And that's the big bulletin board. And there's another one that says you are special. So as you walk in, I intentionally get these downloads of what the Lord wants. So what he started me with in third grade was, since the children were very self-conscious in front of their peers, he had me be very intentional about honoring how they felt being in front of their peers.
Yeah.
So I had a bulletin board.
Yeah.
And each child, I took their picture and they had, and it has a story too, but it had a huge abalone. And it was just something for them to hold so they weren't nervous.
Yeah.
And they held the shell and I took their picture, printed them out. And then as a class, we generated a whole bunch of ideas, like characteristics, amazing, brilliant, smart, athletic, creative, just characteristics from books or from whatever they had known. I said, okay, now you choose three. And so as third graders, they could choose three. And so I had them write a really big right next to their picture, 1, 2, 3. And then I had 28 pictures of the children with their three words.
Awesome.
And then the Lord said, have the child stand in front of the bulletin board and you speak life over them. So you affirm them and what you see is beautiful in them. Mm. And then you have the class affirm that by echo repeating. So for example, if your picture was there and I would, just from knowing you, it would say like outgoing, brilliant, and excited. Then I would say, Jessica, I really appreciate your intentionality. I love how you're seeking the Lord's heart. Thank you for bringing his kingdom into the classroom. Thank you for the joy that you're bringing. And we just want to honor you today. And class.
Ooh, and I feel warm. Thank you.
Yes.
That's really encouraging.
And then I say, class, repeat after me. Jessica is amazing. They say, Jessica is amazing. Jessica is inspiring. Jessica is inspiring. Jessica is organized. Jessica is organized. And then I would end with, and Jessica is loved. And they would say, and Jessica is loved. And
That's so
so
powerful.
the person just stood there and received it. And then I would always say, and how do you feel? And they would feel good. So I gave birth to my son, who's now 9. And I realized I wanted to get off the computers, which is really heavy in third grade, and go on to a first grade class. And it was just an act of faith. And I felt like that's where God wanted me. So I was like, Lord, how do I do this with first graders? And he's like, oh, you can do it. No worries. You just got to start singing to them. So I started
Love
singing
that.
to them, and
Which
I
it
would.
sounds like you were before, kind of.
Yes, I sing before too. We would have songs, and I would take like a worship melody, and then I would add kindness and respect. Like I would just change the words, but I would know the worship melody. So yes, we did a lot of singing. So going down to first grade, enter the microphone because children like to hear each other's voice. And when you're in first grade, sometimes you're whispering and you are having a hard time being confident. So I just started by scaffolding, first of all, by creating the environment that has the hearts. I mean, there's hearts everywhere. Words, big words, kind, smart, loving, important, special, bulletin board. I am smart. I am kind. I am important. Just real big. So it was something I would point to all the time. But the environment, it's like as a Christian, you have Jesus in you. You walk into that environment, you create that environment, and that environment changes because you have the Holy Spirit in you. And so when people walk into that room, they can feel the change because of the Spirit of the Lord. And as they're walking into it, it's almost like they're getting saturated with His word, with the prayers that you have over the children, and they're ready to receive what God has for them, which is really cool. And I was like, Lord, first grade, how? I've never even taught first grade. And I thought it was going to be my worst nightmare. I was like a fourth and fifth grade teacher for 10 years. So
Big change.
I just started singing. So I would say, repeat after me. I am smart. I am smart. I am kind. I am kind. I am loving. I am loving all the time. All the time. Just whatever words. So I was giving them words to say. And then I would show them silent support. So it's thumbs up or hearts. Because as they're coming up, they're having like, oh, I'm nervous. And so I would be down on my knees at a knee level. And I would take the microphone and I would teach them eye contact. And I said, I'm going to look in your eyes and I'm going to tell you something really special about you. So my last person, I'm going to use a fake name, Guadalupe. You are so smart. I am so proud of you for learning English.
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
believe how brave you are.
So
And you
good.
participate. And I am just so excited you're here. Thank you for smiling and being with us. We're so happy you're here. And then she'd look at me and she'd take the microphone and say, thank you, Mrs. Vantel. And then I would say, thank you, Guadalupe. And then I said, who would like to speak life over Guadalupe? And the hands would raise. They raise and they raise.
So good.
And we had scaffold. So one person would come up. I'd give him the microphone and he would say, you are smart. You know, whatever they were hearing at the beginning. And then Guadalupe would say, thank you, Jose. And Jose would say, you're welcome, Guadalupe. And as they became more comfortable with each other, now it became, okay, the star of the day. Every day was a new person that got honored. And then they got to choose three peers. So now we're at the point in kindergarten, it's not just like you are smart, you are brave, you are kind, but I really like it when you share with me. I really like it when you play with me. I really like it when you help me when I'm having a hard time. So it's developing their vocabulary, their communication, their sense of community. And then we sit in a circle and we say good morning to everyone. And we make sure that we say good morning with our smiles and our hands.
That's so
And
good.
for example, we sing, say hello, give a smile, help a friend, listen a while. These are things we can do to show that we care about you. So this is something the Lord gave me. And then he also gave me a scripture. And I'm not saying this all happened at one time. These are just like little treasures from heaven, and God just drops them. And so I just go with it. And he had me start in first grade singing a verse. So be kind to one another, forgiving one another. Be tender-hearted to show that you care. Little things become big when done with love. So they would get all of this. And so then when forgiveness was easy, tattletaling forgiveness was easy. So creating that environment of honoring each other and like, if something went wrong, I look at them and I say, hey, aren't you that smart, kind, loving person we talked about? You don't need to do that. You're love. That's not who you are. Now, go be who you are. And then I went to kindergarten and the same thing. It works for 5-year-olds, believe it or not.
That's so good. I love that. You're totally speaking my language because I did the same thing with middle schoolers.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes. This is who you are. Do you remember?
Yes.
Creating the culture. It's really you're being the thermostat in the room rather than reading as a thermometer everything that comes in. It's like, nope, I'm taking authority in my space.
Yep.
I'm going to set the temperature.
Yep.
And I'm going to follow what God says to do as far as how that looks and how it can be. And then that way you're in charge of where things go and sky's the limit. God's got all these ideas and it's not putting a cap on what's possible. I just love that. It's so good.
And I find that the children, because they feel that warmth and that affirmation, it's the first thing we do. We sit down, we sing, we repeat, we honor each other, one person per day. I feel like, in a loving place, and I can make mistakes and mistakes make me grow and all of those things, so they can take risks and feel part of a little community.
It makes it very, very safe. So do you keep repeating the names every day through the whole school year
so the
then?
Kids will count down. They'll be like, 8 more days and I'm the scholar of the day. You know, they'll tell their parents and
awesome.
It's really powerful. And what I do for open houses, I video them. So I speak life over them and I have my iPad video and I have their name on a whiteboard. They're up there. I speak life. And then they have their 3 friends already lined up. And by this time, they know the routine to pass the microphone and share what they love about them. And at the end, I say, how do you feel? And they always say, great. And then I turn off the video. And so for open house, I have the screen on and I have circle of chairs and there's a big long line and the family comes in and they sit in that half circle and it's showtime and I push for the button for their child and they get to hear how I see their child, how their peers see their child. And so they're videoing the video and they're just beaming. And some of them come for seconds. They go in the back of the line. They want to see it again. And then their friends come and they're like, oh, this is so exciting. I want to see your video. And so I found that even though I had my work on the table for them, they were lining up for the video, like waiting, like 20 parents in line waiting for the video. The work was there. That was great. But they really wanted to see their child shine and be confident and be spoken life over. So,
and really, you may have been shifting, I'm going to say culture, because maybe the home culture is not positive. And so when you come in and you show them what's happening in your classroom, it gives ideas to families like moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunt and uncle, whoever's raising this child gets to see, oh, this is another way to do things. That's really powerful. And to have something to go from even like sometimes I feel like, so I have a lot of teenagers in our house. Sometimes it feels like it's constantly correcting or redirecting. It can be with little kids too, right? But sometimes it feels so on the negative side. And so it's good to like be reminded, okay, how can I even come in the opposite, even if they aren't even aware if that's what they're doing, but like, oh yeah, my kid is amazing. I'm going to call out the gold in them.
Well,
you know,
it's interesting because the COVID year where everything was masked and 6 feet apart and walled up, the Lord had me calling the children kings and queens. So I would say like King Jose or Queen Isabella. And for some reason I had the whole COVID year when we were in the classroom with restrictions, we still did it. That's where kind of the mic was really important because they put it up to their masks and 6 feet apart. We still did the same thing. And the joy you could see even under the masks. And so what ended up happening is started transferring over at home. And the parents, when I meet with them in parent conference, they're like, thank you so much. Like my child is telling me it's okay to make mistakes. my child is telling me, you know, mistakes help me grow. Whatever you're doing, my child loves to come to school.
Wow.
My child just really loves it. Like, they're totally changed. I don't know what it is. I just want to thank you. And I know who it is. I know it's Jesus working through me, and I'm just the conduit. And then, you know, I got to say at a parent conference, just an example, I said, well, this is how we create a culture of honor. So I want your child to practice with you. So, Joe, can you speak life over your mom? And then, mom, I love how you love me. And Holy Spirit told me to do this because I was like, I don't know if the child's going to say anything. And then to the dad, he said, I really like how you work hard. And they were beaming. And so it's like, and then I was convicted.
Wow.
I was like, why am I not doing this at home more? So we practiced writing down the things about our son, putting it on the wall for him to read and to know this is who he really is.
So good.
So it was super valued. There's ongoing fruit from it. It just takes being okay with taking 20 minutes out of your day and not worrying about the academics, because the academics will actually increase because you're connected and they feel that you love you. They love that you love them.
Yeah. And you're totally instilling identity. Mm-hmm. And like you said earlier, kids growing in confidence, that's only going to help them learn more easily because they feel safe making mistakes. And that's what we need to do in order to learn is make mistakes anyway,
yes.
Which is really not praise in academia.
No.
And so I love that you're making that safe environment. So good.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have some neat things the Lord has shown you in terms of connecting with staff. Would you share how Friend Holy Spirit has helped you? You've shared with me a little bit about some different activities he'd had you do. Some of them, you haven't had the reaction you thought, but you're like, nope, I did what I was supposed to do. And so I was being obedient to the Lord and I'm believing it's fragrant worship.
Yeah, I was kind of new at the school at the time and I felt like their morale was down. I was like, these teachers need life spoken over them as well.
Yeah.
And so the Lord downloaded Project Heart. And so I talked to my friend. I'm like, do you think that the teachers will be okay with it? She's like, why not? I got a list of all the teachers' names. I made like a table of 30 names. I included the admin as well. And then I put space for three or more adjectives. And I put it in an envelope with directions. And it said, here are a list of your colleagues. Please write down the first three adjectives that come to mind when you think of this person. This is optional. You don't need to do it. But if you want to, you can. You don't have to do everyone. You can do one or two, or you could do everyone on the staff. And I said, and I'm going to collect it in a couple weeks. So when I received them, I was shocked that everybody pretty much did everyone. They didn't just choose one person. So, and seeing, because I got to see everything. I got to see how they saw them. And even if it wasn't a positive trait, how they spun it to be a positive trait, right? So that was really cool because they were inadvertently speaking life by writing that. And then I collected all of them during Christmas break. And so one teacher would have three words times 30 staff. A lot of the words were the same. I got paper and I got a nice blue like calligraphy pen and I wrote down the top eight words that were like just shining out. And then I framed it and then I put it in an envelope and I said, this is, you know, what the staff thinks of you. I think I wrote at the time, this is what the Lord thinks of her, God bless, or something like that, because I was new, right? So when the staff received it, I didn't receive a response except from one person who said, thank you. And I know we were talking earlier that unless lies are exposed, it's hard to accept truth. So when I got married, there were a lot of lies that I was believing about myself that needed to be exposed so I could believe who God created me to be. And my husband helped me with that. And so now I can receive better. But he says, come to me. If you're not like a little children, you cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is like these children. And the kindergartners receive the words the best. And the adults have the hardest time. And, you know, I was looking around in rooms like, you know, is this like beautiful thing that God inspired me to make them up somewhere? And kind of like hidden away and a little embarrassed about those words. But I just felt like that's what I needed to do, even if it didn't elicit a response.
Well, and Chelsea, we had talked earlier too about just reminding ourselves and stirring ourselves up, knowing that when God asks us to do something, it says in his word, I don't have the address right this second, but his word does not return
Amen.
void, but it accomplishes
Yes.
everything for which he sent it to
Yeah.
accomplish. And so whether they received it and wrote something to you or they were pondering it, when they read it, we know it
Yes.
planted seed
Yes.
because you filtered through the words anyway, and it was really cool that they were speaking life
Yes.
and didn't even know it. And those things, it sounds like, needed to be said because you'd think that the morale would be risen if people were speaking positively and encouraging to one another and building one
Yeah.
another up.
That's very powerful. Thank you for pointing that out. They were receiving it
Yeah.
and it's a seed, right? Another way I would kind of like catch staff off guard is I would say, "Do you want us to sing a song?" So I did this third grade, first grade. I will do it in
I love
kindergarten.
this.
And I made up a song like Be Kind to One Another, Forgive One Another. I mean, you can find kindness songs all over the internet and just have your children or my third graders sing too. But I got a handheld microphone with a battery operated speaker. And so I held onto the speaker, we held onto the microphone. And if they wanted a song, we'd come into their classroom and we'd sing a song. And whoever was like, "I want to be a star," they would get the microphone, right? And they would just be so proud and blurt out the song. And at the end, I would say, "Who had this teacher?" And they raise their hand. I say, "Okay, who wants to speak life over this teacher?" And I'd hand them the microphone. And so anyone who comes into my classroom is target. So the person who came in to teach about teeth, she was target.
Oh.
We say, "I spoke life over her." And then I said, "Who wants to speak life over her?" The art teacher came in, she was target. I affirmed her. I said, "Who wants to speak life over her?" She's like, "Oh my gosh, like you guys made my day." So one fun thing we did was we would take field trips. So we would just walk outside and find the custodian and say, "Hey, do you have a minute? Can we sing a song to you?" We'd sing the song, and then we'd say, "Who wants to speak life over the custodian?"
So
And the
good.
older children could verbalize, "Thank you so much for cleaning up the bathroom when it's really bad. Like, I really appreciate that." The younger ones
Wow.
would say, "You're really nice." And I would do four or five. We visited the principal. We did the same thing. And they're just like receiving it and kind of shocked at the same time. And then we went into the office and the office staff, went to the librarian. It's just an awesome opportunity because the children are, they're fearless, right? They're just like, "Hey, let's go do this," because it makes them feel really good inside too. It's just another way to connect and feel connected.
And it trains them how to not buy into what, like, hurry, hurry, you got to fit all these things in. Like, the value is
Yes.
people and how God's made them to be, whether they acknowledge the word or the name God or not. They're valuing how God has made someone and then calling that out.
Yes.
That's so good.
Yes.
And it seems like too, Chelsea, I got this picture when you're like going to all these places, speaking to staff. I think about, like, in our years of living, we collect a lot of what, like what you said, lies or things that have been honest. And when you would go in there and sing over them and the kids would speak words of life, speak life over them, it's like it's washing them off. So it just feels good.
Yeah.
And like in your own classroom, you wash the person off before they even come and
Yeah.
share. That's so cool. Before they teach
Yeah. Well,
art.
and usually it's afterwards, and then they're like, "Oh, wow, thank you. Like, you made my day." It's pretty much like very uncommon, right? For anyone.
To even be told
Yes.
thank
And
you. I mean, that's a big deal.
teachers often don't get a thank you. They just get like, "Here's the next thing we're going to do or implement and do it as soon as possible." So I've been really passionate about it. And I think that's what the creative ways the Lord has me speaking life. Like one day I just saw the kids and they were tired. A lot of them were feeling ill at kindergarten. I was like, "Let's get in a circle." And I was like, "Just let's pass a ball and be human." And then the Lord downloaded, he said, "Say freeze. And whoever holds the ball, I want you to pick a stick," and they throw the ball to that person. And Chelsea, you speak life over them. Okay. And they were laughing because if they didn't catch the ball, it was funny. And I would ask them how they felt. And they always would say, "I feel excited. I feel happy." For me to be open, I have to invite Holy Spirit. Like, "Holy Spirit, You are free to use me, help me to not stay in a box. I had a child today who was having a really hard time. And I said, instead of like the reprimand, I said, why don't you go to the calm corner? And there's stuffed animals and weighted animals. And that child just needed a little more love. So there's creative ways to build that connection.
I want to say, I wish you could respond to me, listeners, but isn't this amazing? There's so many neat ways to hear with creativity. And like Chelsea said, when we invite the Holy Spirit to come, we get out of our boxes or feeling stuck. And it's so good because we want to be free to fly in the ways that He's asked us to in our classrooms, partner with Friend Holy Spirit. Thanks for tuning into this podcast. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share with your friends in education so they too can be strengthened and encouraged in living their kingdom identity out loud in this pivotal hour. And please visit kingdomeducators.com to receive your Kingdom Educator Daily Truth Declarations, my encouraging newsletter, and be the first to know about my newest resources, online and in-person events. And be sure to find me on the socials at kingdom.educators. Until next time, don't forget you are a history maker, and what you do every day is transforming lives.